Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, real quick, we were supposed to be out in Michigan today to do an event out there. It got canceled last night about 3:50 a.m. in the morning, and what we're doing is rescheduling that event for all of you out there in Michigan. That we're anticipating the event today with Bradley Dean, which would be me, yours truly, and Dave Davenmeyer. And so I'm saying that we are rescheduling that, and as things transpire and continuously transpire, we're going to let you know as they do. That's just a heads up for all those that have wondered as to what's going on. We're not in Michigan. We're still in the Minnesota area. And we're rescheduling that event, hopefully in the next couple of weeks here. Again, we'll let you know as details roll out for us here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over there really quick, and then we're going to get back to Barack Hussein Obama's 1,063 transgressions concerning giving the American people the finger and saying, I can do what I want to do, and I'm going to show you exactly what he's been doing. And in saying that, friends, it's interesting because when we go back to some of our founders, it's interesting what Daniel Webster said real quick. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. He said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place a too implicit confidence in their public servants. In other words, trust whatever they do and say, and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. That in this way they may be made, that would be the people that subject themselves to these sort of people, that they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. He said, make them intelligent, and he said, and they will be vigilant, give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. So we're detecting the wrong. The law detects, remember friends, but you must respond. You must bring forth the remedy by applying your efforts to right the wrongs in every sense of the word. So, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to jump over to our Facebook page. Again, we've had about 14 million people that have interacted with that page. Incredible. I don't know what's going on, but we're happy about it. Check it out. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. I got about 1,200 new friends this week as well, just on that page alone. We got a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a daily basis through the Sons of Liberty Radio. And we just want to tell you thank you very much again, friends. This is what it takes. Coming together, we can do this. Because, again, remember, friends, it's we, the people of the United States of America. And that is a great place to be when we can come together and and fight for the victories. But remember, friends, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. We got to first fight. And someone's saying that we will do all that we can do and leave the results to God. Also wanted to let you know over on Facebook as well, you can go over to Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. Also check out my Twitter account if you are a Twitterizer. Go over to BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account as well, friends. If you'd like to call during the next hour at any time, please do. Earlier is better. 1-866-233-0747. Again, stay topic. 1-866-233-0747. Going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick before we jump back onto our topic. There are a lot of wrong paths to take in life. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Great article by Stephanie Joy. Also, check out the Queer, Muslim, and Proud. And friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you so. Interestingly enough, we have none other than the Satanic Temple using RFRA and sued against the state of Missouri. Using the law against itself, that is totalitarianism. Vatican to sign first treaty with state of Palestine. This is selling out Israel, for those that did not know. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On anniversary of Gosnell murder conviction, protections for late-term babies passes House. Folks, hopefully it's not a little too late. This isn't good enough. There should be no such thing as abortion in this country whatsoever. Again, go to Proverbs 6:17. God said, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. And do keep in mind, it is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ that said, thou shall not kill. Number 6, Exodus 20, when you get a minute. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Islamic Religion of Peace. Jihadists murdered, friends. Listen to this. The jihadists have been, well, I guess they have. Here we have it. Jihadists murdered 3 bloggers in 4 months. Good for them. All right. So the Islamists, the religion, known for the religion of peace, the jihadists murdered 3 bloggers in 4 months. Check that out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have another professor turning on the church through his hypocrisy, his crossless grace. We have Heuser sings Take Me to Church, but the song should be titled Take Me to the Mosque. Folks, I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, have you seen how many concerning Christian music or professed Christian music artists, as they like to call themselves? Isn't it interesting to note how many of them have come out of the closet? And now we have a guy saying and singing Take Me to Church, but the song should be titled Take Me to the Mosque. I mean, folks, this up-and-coming generation in which is behind us, it's scary. I mean, folks, it's scary. These guys are weird. They're premised on slop, mush, manure. They've been indoctrinated from everything that's ungodly and un-American. What should we expect from these sort of people? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. What should we expect? And I also wanted to let you know as well, friends, going back again over to Daniel Webster before I take this quick break, he's the one that said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and go to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all of our glory in the profound obscurity. These are our forefathers warning us what to not do and what not to do. Let me read it one more time. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, this applies to every American, I don't care what you call yourself. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instruction and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all of our glory in the profound obscurity. Well, here's the fruit of it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Heuser sings, Take Me to Church, but the song should be titled, Take Me to the Mosque. And they have the audacity to label themselves as Christians when they don't even know the doctrine, friends. My goodness, my goodness. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also have Michelle Obama lets out her inner Jeremiah Wright. I'm going to hit that right on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy. We have so many columns on sonsoflibertymedia.com now, friends. I don't know what to say to you. You're going to be busy all day just trying to get caught up as to what's going on in this country. Oh, not with a slant, but with the use of biblical and constitutional authority, where we should have never left in the first place, right? As I say, friends, you can always tell a stick which one is crooked by laying a straight one next to it, right? And so it is today when we lay a straight stick, namely the biblical stick and the constitutional stick, up against what you see in this country today. You can see who's violating law. And boy, oh boy, they don't like being called out for who they are, do they? Oh, no. Nope, like a bunch of rats in a corner. They love darkness. Don't turn those lights on me, Bradley. Nope, that's the problem with America is we have failed to turn the lights up. We have failed to be the light of the world, friends. And I'm talking about the present, not in the past. But we can regain what we had. And we don't need, as I said before, friends, again, we don't need a revolution. What we need is we need reformation. And so it is we need to just get back to the documents in which we have been given unto us. Pick up the broom and sweep off the top, friends. And what we need to do is we need to throw those that are perverting the Constitution away from the positions of the, namely, the trust of the American people. Say enough is enough and deal with them lawfully. Again, read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. On sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, we also have a brand new article up called Michelle Obama Lets Her inner Jeremiah right out. And we've seen this last week when she was in Tuskegee. And I just can't get off this. I don't know what's going on. It's like I was thinking about this and I was processing this last night. And it's like, Lord, what's up? I don't understand what you're trying to show me with this situation. And interestingly enough, we've seen what she did in Tuskegee. She's trying to, you know, talk about how when we cross the street, we're concerned for our safety. And, you know, when we go to, these balls or these sessions where all these groups of people meet, you know, we get mixed up for being the help because, of course, we're black. And, you know, all this attempted racial division between the blacks and the white in the United States of America. And by the way, you better bet your bottom dollar wherever you see division, because I haven't seen it yet, but where you see it through the state-controlled media, you better understand that they are taking the pictures while they are creating the war, and nobody has been trying to divide and conquer more than this administration. And to say all that, to say this, it's interesting because we've been talking about this as well, and now we're beginning to come up on it prophetically. We're seeing the manifestation of what we have been talking about. It's interesting, John Voight, the actor in Hollywood, he said, you know, I have reason to believe that this president is trying to create a civil war. Oh, you think? Hey, John, with all due respect, I'm glad you're finally seeing the light here, but did you just, like, wake up today or something, bro? Of course that's what he's trying to do. This is what communists do. And we can see that everybody that's allied with this administration, they are communists. Of course this is what they're doing. They're attempting to create domestic insurrection so they can topple you. That's what they want to do. But going back to Michelle Obama, friends, isn't it interesting how she's trying to play the race card with those at Tuskegee? We have a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com called Michelle Obama Lets Out Her Inner Jeremiah Wright. Of course! Wisdom is justified by her children. We know who raised up these enemies of America and enemies to America. But I want to lay something to your candor. Isn't it interesting that at every turn, the white folks in this country are being told that they're racist when they see this criminal administration violate law? As if to say, because he's black, we should just let him do what he wants to do, because if we call him out for what he's doing illegally, then they're going to browbeat us. That's how they would have it. But America, 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 I have a question that I want to lay to your candor. During the first election process, after this individual served 142 days in Senate, mysteriously comes out of nowhere, and then he becomes the president of the United States, which was legit at first. I'm not talking he's legit. I said what he did in the process to the American people, according to who we are in our process of law, and in actually voting in a new president of the United States. That was legit. The people acted legitimately concerning this individual. Now, during the 2008 campaign for the presidency of the United States of America, I want to ask you, America, who was it that voted Barack Hussein Obama into the office of the United States of America? Wasn't it like 68% of the American people in the age demographic between 18 and 31, which is irrelevant to my point? Yes, it was. Were there not people from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, that were happy to see, no matter what color they were, happy to see that there was a black man that was going to finally take the White House and do the right thing? See, what these people are doing is they are literally giving the people, namely the white people, the finger. That's what they're doing. They're saying, nah, 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 we finally got power, and now that we're here, we're going to divide and conquer. We're going to resurrect everything from the past, and we're going to bring it into the present so we can divide and conquer. And of course, it's failing, because they didn't suspect that the American people would be grounded in constitutional biblical principle. And I'm talking a good portion of the American people. See, they're having problems, friends, because everything they do, they're being called out for it, namely their crimes. And we're going to get to that into detail in just a couple minutes here. But America, wasn't it you? You white folks out there, a good portion of you, that actually gave the thumbs up and said, okay, let's give this a try. Yes, it was. A good portion of the American people, no matter what color they were, they said, let's go ahead and check it out. Because this race issue is water under the bridge. But not to these Marxists. Not to these bitter individuals who want to create war within the United States of America, starting in the White House. Hey, Barack! Hey, Michelle! Who voted you in? And why is it that you've gotten into the position that you wanted to be in, and now all of a sudden you're giving everybody the finger, and all of a sudden all those good white people that said yes and gave you their vote, now all of a sudden you're trying to divide some colored people against those white people that actually voted you into power? You want to talk about divisiveness, friends? You want to talk about hatred? You want to talk about, if there was a word, racist? There you have it, Michelle Obama and Barack Hussein Obama. And isn't it interesting, the people that they keep stacking in government, they seem to be people of color. And they seem to be angry with white people too. What's going on, Michelle? I didn't just wake up yesterday. I seen you and your husband the very first day that you got into office. It wasn't 6 days later. I was saying they need to be impeached. They need to be impeached. They need to be impeached. And while Barack was over in Europe calling for a new world order, telling the people that there was no other way with a threatening tone, and then he comes back into America and then said he just got off a 57-state tour, which there happens to be 57 states in the Muslim nation, and then he goes on to the White House, and then instantly, after the first day, he became the president of the United States. He began to attack you, America. And he's been doing it for the last 6 and 7 years. And now they're becoming more emboldened, as I said they would, where they don't care what you see concerning what they say anymore. Now they're going to be who they've always been. But I've seen them for who they've always been. That's all you have to do is judge them by their fruits. So this doesn't come as any surprise to me. But what's terrible and what jacks me up, and by the way, my black preacher friends are embarrassed for the first black president. They're embarrassed for the first black president because of the way that he has acted. He is not derelict of duty, friends. He is appointed to destroy, and that is the bottom line. And they are, over the next 2 years, if you allot them to be there, are going to put the pedal to the metal concerning their assaults towards we the people in this country. And they are going to do their best to stir up black folks that don't know the difference between right and left, and the white folks as well, to turn against those, namely capitalists, namely Christians. That's why they're appointing every debased form of the human race reprobates known to mankind in federal governments. They don't like you, America. They hate you, America. As a matter of fact, Barack is the very one that said, Barry Satoru is the very one that said he was going to fundamentally transform your country. And now his wife, if that's what you want to call it, is out there trying to stir it up amongst black folks, pointing the finger back at the white folks for what was done 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 and 100 years ago, which doesn't belong to this generation. That means, America, we have grown past this. But friends, in the White House, they have not. They got to keep that stick in the mud, and they got to keep stirring it up. And I hope to God that you know the difference.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that it was the white people that voted Barack and Michelle into power, and yet Michelle and Barack are out there trying to divide the blacks against the whites. Isn't that interesting? And they love to call themselves Christians, but they appoint everything that God condemns to federal government. And they hope that you don't know your Bible well enough to actually, you know, overthrow their lawlessness. Because we know, friends, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And I want to tell you something, friends. Unholy is this administration from A to Z, from the top to the bottom. An unholy alliance. And that's why they're combating everything that you are on a daily basis, but they just want to make sure that you just allow them to stay in darkness. But friends, I want you to understand that you're putting and adding, well, how do I say this? I just read this yesterday in Zechariah. To those that are at ease and do nothing, you're adding to the affliction. You're adding to the affliction by tolerating this sort of criminal behavior. And, oh, and by the way, friends, criminal behavior it is. Criminal behavior it is. There is no getting away from it, friends. No getting away from it at all. And these people are trying to, in so many different ways, friends, I could go off every branch on the tree of this administration, but isn't it interesting how much time they are attempting to try to demoralize the people? A country cannot subsist well without liberty, and liberty is the right to do what the law permits, nor liberty without virtue. So if once you lose your virtue, you're going to lose your liberty. Because a moral people wouldn't tolerate an immoral people in their government. And I want you to understand that God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and to defend it. Listen to me again. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it. Are you doing that, friends? How much do you love your liberties? My goodness. My goodness. 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste. We should have added treason, but we do have ETC, etc. there. This is all conglomerated by none other than senior editor Mr. Tim Brown from the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And going on to expose this administration for what it is, I believe yesterday we left off at, I didn't write it down, do forgive me, friends. I believe that we're on number 33 of his 1,063 crimes. Of course, we're not going to keep dragging this out, but I'm just highlighting what the American people tolerate. Number 33 is used tax dollars to glorify murderers. Well, that's what Hollywood does. Do you guys know that all the way up until 1946? Matter of fact, up until 1968, did you know that you couldn't swear during a movie? You couldn't say nuts, dang, lousy, or jerk? Did you also know that if a crime was committed during a movie, that criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie? I mean, hey, guys, I was at a restaurant yesterday having a salad after a little three-day fast, and boy, that was a good salad. And it was interesting as we went into this 50s restaurant, I noticed up on the screen they had a guy named the Lone Ranger. That's probably not very accurate, but I liked it. Did you like it, Sam?
Definitely.
Was it your favorite?
Best ever.
Best ever. Thank you, son. I appreciate that. But I noticed that the kids loved the Lone Ranger because he was always the one to enforce the law against the criminal to bring forth justice. And the bad guy was always caught. Same thing with Batman and Robin in my day, guys. Remember that? Batman and Robin, they'd always get the bad guy. Remember Egghead and the Joker and the such, the Riddler? Yeah, or how about Marvel's? I mean, the bad guys are always caught. They're brought to justice. See, that we have that instilled within ourselves because of our established government in this country. We know it's wrong to lie, steal, kill, you know, so on and so forth. Dishonor your parents. They love to teach that. But isn't it interesting how Hollywood is attempting to overthrow that at every turn? They want to teach the kids how to kill. They want to teach the kids how to lie. They want to teach the kids how to drug deal so they can end up in prison for slave labor while a government makes $64 billion a year off them. You see how that works? But isn't it interesting that when you look at the Lone Ranger and these other guys back in the 50s, which, by the way, I was not around, but my kids liked the Lone Ranger, and I'm glad they liked the Lone Ranger, and Superman, and all these other guys. These were role models. By the way, the greatest of Superman is Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross. And he showed all these Marvel characters how he did it. He did it at Calvary, just as a reminder and just for the record. He is the greatest of all superheroes. And the lessons that were taught to the Marvels and the Lone Rangers and the Spider-Mans and the Batmans and so on and so forth, that was all taught from the Bible. The principles were. That's why the bad guys were always brought to justice. I just had to tell you that. Because I think that is so awesome when the bad guys are busted and they're dealt with. Because once the law is enforced and judgment is established and the bad guy is put away, man, I praise God for that merciful judge that brought forth judgment, don't you? And aren't you? But it's interesting to note that then we can have peace, and then it's safe in the streets when the bad guys are brought to justice. But again, I just wanted to make myself feel good, so now I feel a little bit better. But we see today in politics the science of government, and science, of course, defined out as the study of creation. And we know that God gave government through Moses to establish governments, Exodus 18:21. And we know that in this country that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, so government is an extension of what we allow. We are the government in this country, America. But isn't it interesting that we sit back and we allow these guys to assault us, to give us the finger, to spit in our face, regardless of what they do, and you're supposed to accept it no matter what? Baloney! 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 Going back to the administration number 33, he glorifies murders. The Obama administration spent $1.6 million to restore graffiti that glorified communist murderers such as Fidel Castro and others. Number 34, he falsely claimed that the U.S. Supreme Court had never overturned any laws that had been passed by Congress. Folks, he's a liar. You can't believe anything he says. Not even his name. I mean, the guy's got like 40 different Social Security numbers. His family's coming forward constantly trying to tell the American people that he's a liar. And he's not who he says he is. And then if Americans in Hawaii or in the such in the United States question his birth certificate, for some reason they're found floating in the water. Or what they do is they sick the attorney general on guys like Joe Arpaio, who are exposing him for who he is, and then they attempt to sue him. And the American people sit down and tolerate it. See, what's happened, friends, is in Amos 5:7 it says, "O you who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth." In other words, you who pervert judgment into a bitter thing, rather than standing up and doing the right thing and not tolerating their crimes, you call it justice. America calls it, or they settle for, the fact that it's justice if they're removed or they leave office or they resign. And friends, the only reason they're resigning is because they don't want you pulling the curtain back any further than what it's already been pulled back. We need to establish justice, because when we do that, we establish who we are in this country, and we set that light, and we cause it to be brighter and brighter when we don't tolerate crime, because criminals want the light put out. They don't want you calling them out for who they are. They don't want you exposing them. They hate guys like me that make reference to the Constitution and the Bible. Of course they do. And these are the guys that are constantly attacking it through their actions. And we do know them by their fruit. Number 34 falsely claimed that the U.S. Supreme Court had never overturned any laws that have been passed by Congress. Folks, charades, WWF, all bought and paid for, Supreme Court. Immoral, un-American, unconstitutional, internationalists working for the inner government that Clinton talked about when he said that there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. And again, the American people know this. You're the government, America. They're not. Number 35 supported new bailouts for speculators who caused housing bubble. Yep. Remember, whenever you see these great, like the housing bubble when it burst, remember, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all these other jokers. Folks, it's all created. It was all created. And guess who made out? They did. They didn't care about the people that they represented. By the way, they had no business in the housing market whatsoever. Number 36 spent $205,075 of taxpayer money on shrubbery, which nurseries sell for $16. I think we hit that yesterday. Sorry. He tried to outlaw family farms, auctioned off ambassadorship to the Netherlands, claimed that written tests are a form of racial discrimination. I'm sick of that, friends. Made the TSA even more abusive and ridiculous than it had been under Bush. illegally demanded monetary payment for Freedom of Information Act request. Under the table deals going on, friends. Fine public school $15,000 for selling pop. We'll come back to 44.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters. Never, you know, friends, this is why I say those that should be in government, those that represent we the people, they should be veterans. There's no question in my mind. They fought, they bled to preserve what we have. They should be the ones that lead the way when it comes to representing we the people. And it's interesting, those that have never been in war, it's interesting how much they talk of war, isn't it? I mean, I'm curious to know, I should do a little research on this, how many of these draft dodgers are serving we the people today? I mean, like going back to McCain, they call him Songbird McCain. Look at how much he sold out the American people. There's even reports out there of a conspiracy between him and the Muslims. Of course, friends. There's nothing. This isn't done in a dark place, friends. This is brought out in the light of day. But I want you to know, those that want to serve the people, watch out for them. Be careful. Those that don't want to serve the people, but they're put in a position, those are the ones that are going to be able to serve people. Mariah Woodruff Eder, speaking in the natural and in the spiritual, was right when she said, those that want to be in the pulpit, she said they're called of the devil, because it's the will of the flesh. She said, those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're the ones that are called of God. Yes, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are the sons of God. I never thought in a million years, friends, that I would do high schools and colleges and radio all over the country. I never had a clue. If you ask me, as a matter of fact, I can take you back to a, for instance, I remember we went to Israel back in 92. I was a heathen. I remember I went with this church group. We came back and we went with a prophetic dude. I forgot what his name was. And I remember we sat around in a circle, about 30 of us, at a church. And they said, okay, so what is it that you got out of going to Israel? Okay, that was one of the questions. And then the other question was, okay, now what is it that you want to do for God? Out of this circle of 30 people, roundabouts 30 people, everybody had an answer. This is what I want to do for God. This is what I'm going to do for God. This is what God is calling me to do. I was the only one out of that group who didn't have an answer. I didn't have an answer. The only thing I learned was through my availabilities, God would use me. He would equip me. And that's exactly what He's doing. But now I have to lay a hand to what it is that He's calling me to do. See, being born again in the Spirit means just that. See, I'm a new creature. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when I become new, guess what? It's a new life. And instead of serving myself, now I'm there to serve the people. Okay, what is the capacity, Lord, that you want me to serve the people? Okay, well, this is what I'm going to equip you to do. And I'm going to equip you to do this. And I'm going to give you the power to do this. And I'm going to supply your needs in the process. I'm going to take care of you here. I'm going to protect you from your enemies. I'm going to deal with your enemies. And what I want you to do is I want you to go to the generation that understands who you are, the fatherless generation. And I want you to begin to rebuke the church, and I want you to rebuke the government for what they leave undone. And I want you to show the American people their offenses towards me. Because we understand that our repentance and our sin is before God, which worketh a godly sorrow, not a humanly sorrow, or a human sorrow, or a worldly sorrow. And we put our faith in Jesus Christ. It's really okay. I get it. But you know what? To try to teach a carnal man what I just told you is like trying to teach him Chinese. And it's just like that. See, that's why you see, going back again to the church in America, isn't it interesting how they will send their evangelists in America to go to the American people and have them get converted like for the 50th time to Jesus. And they're altar athletes, and they're up at the altar every week, every day of the week, repenting for their sin because they love Jesus so much that they keep turning around and nailing him to that cross again. I mean, friends, it's like in America, the church is going to different pockets of regurgitation, and it's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish all over again. We already know Spanish. It's the same thing they hear in America. We already know this. We already know this. But where's the power of God unto salvation? It's through the cross. The cross? What's the cross? We don't know what the cross is. I'm talking to a guy right now, a newfound friend, that's willing to stand. And he's born of the Spirit, but now he has to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. That's a process. The process of sanctification unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, to the establishing of the sure mercies of David. 1 Peter 1. But it's going to take time. But you know what? He's asking, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do this? That's the perfect place, because that shows your dependency upon God. Not, I know this and I know that and I know God has called me to do this, and I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do. Isn't it interesting, again, friends, just on the same vein, but saying something different, that the professed church in America, it's so easy for them to pack their bags and go to a foreign country to convert those people to Jesus that they themselves aren't converted to. And by the way, God's word will not return void. The Lord can use an ass if he needs to, and he does in many cases. And God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. But my point is this. Isn't it interesting how they can send missionaries over to other lands, but they forget about their kids in their own backyard? Where is the Spirit of Christ? I'm going off on a tangent. I'm just jacked. I guess I'm just following the bunny trails right now, friends. But when you're called of God, God uses you for your availability, not your ability. He equips those that make themselves available. End of story. His name is Jesus Christ, too. And you don't have to go to some mediator between you and him. You can go directly to him because the Holy Spirit is made available to drive you to the foot of the cross with the use of the law. And if you want to talk to the Father, you go ahead and do it in Jesus' name. You don't need man to intervene. You don't need a vicar. His name is Jesus Christ. There's one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. Read the book of Philippians. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Let's get back to this really quick. 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, lawbreaking, might I add treason, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste. We were on 44. I'm going to get back down to 44. I hope I finished my thought because I understood what I said. And if you feel at times, well, Bradley, you seem undone, I want to tell you this. I'll be the first one to tell you I'm undone. And that's why I'm dependent upon the Christ every day of my life. That's why I continuously feed on the bread of life. I'm in school all the time. I don't know everything, but I'm learning. But what I do know, it's already written. So I don't need to go outside of what's already been written. I can just recite it back to you. That's what I know. And that's what I stand upon. This rock. Number 44, Barack Hussein Obama, Barack, conducted dangerous and illegal scientific experiments on sick people without always informing them of the risks. I mean, you can look at Obamacare, which is unconstitutional and illegal. Look at the death panels, friends. They're there. Two steps forward, one step back. They got the foot forward, didn't they? Hegelian dialectic. Nothing new under the sun. 45 has closed the veteran memorial for 7 hours on Memorial Day so he could have his picture taken. Folks, he's assaulting our veterans, along with the atheists. You want to go there? Because when you go there, it's on. And you can see the veterans aren't going to stand down on that. And I praise God for every one of you. Every one of you. Oh, by the way, this administration is also trying to criminalize your veterans. I mean, folks, don't get it in your head that he's got a right to desecrate their memories, friends, because he doesn't. Every time he transgresses this Constitution and transgresses the Constitutional Republic and its enumerated laws, keep in mind, he is stepping on the sacrifice every time you allow him to do that. 46, had the government take 60.8% ownership of General Motors. I didn't know that that was their position. Guess what, friends? It isn't. 47, forced banks to give mortgages to people who could not afford to bank them. He's creating dependencies. And collected $23,000 in legal fees for himself for doing so. Wow. Wow. Hey, folks, Daniel Webster said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution, to the Republic for which it stands. He said, because miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. He goes on, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. And by the way, friends, they mean to do just that. What are you going to do about it? Love you. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.